This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Patriots.
Oh,
I hope not, because then you're a traitor.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know about that one.
That just means that I've just finished my scouting report, and I'm talking about the Patriots today.
He's a traitor.
Okay.
She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, a tofu taster, and like me, she hates almond joys. Miss Allie Mack, and he's the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, the creepiest waiver, and he's driving his girlfriend's car, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And with our forces combined, we make up the Morning Shift.
Dude, I haven't even gotten a chance to tell you that. I picked up my truck yesterday. It's been in the shop 9 days.
Yeah.
About 2 miles away from here, check engine light comes back on.
So here's what we're going to do.
I can tell you what I'm going to do.
Hold on. Here's what we're going to do.
Get a new truck.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to You're going to make, they're going to fix it, and then you're going to trade it in because you get more for it. We're going to go down to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole way down there, I'm just going to just do everything I can to irritate you. We're going to be on the phone, and we're going to drop that, and you're going to go in there, and you're going to, like, go. You're going to unload, and you're going to find a new meaning of what the P stands for. All right? and then you're going to unload on these guys, and they're going to fix your truck.
Perturbed. Yeah.
No. Well, I was going to say what you are. You know, there's a word that the P can stand for.
I don't know where you're going with that. Sounds like you're
angry. Another word for angry.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, replace one of the, replace the vowel in that.
Another word for jerk. Another word for.
Okay, I thought you were coming at me.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
No. No.
You're not going to call me soft. Okay.
I want you to come at them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. Truck was in the shop for 9 days, and they're like, hey, man, we replaced the fuel filter. Check engine light's not on anymore. Come pick her up. And I'm like, it took 9 days for that? Go get it. I'm like, this is not going to work. I get about 2 miles away from here and check engine light comes back on.
I was like, dude,
not good.
I was so excited for you, too, because I was behind you in traffic today. I was like, look at that. There's the Bama tag.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, that's very upsetting.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been rough. I was very upset when I got here this morning.
My vehicle went in for maintenance last week just because it's getting up there in miles. And my gas tank door will not open with the little button. Like, so I use a knife to pry it open.
Oh.
I do. And like, I've done it at a gas station and police officers approached me and just like started a conversation to make sure that everything's okay. But so when it went in for maintenance last week, Grant like asked, can you just tell me how much it would cost? It was like over $1,000. I was like, I will use my butter knife to open up.
I believe. Well, and here's the next question I have for you. Is Grant usually Mr. Fix-It with things like this? Is he the kind that'll go out there with like a screwdriver and WD-40 and like kind of like work on it and make sure that?
I believe he's tried. It's been this way for a few years now.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, just certain people have certain niches, and some people will try to fix it, and other people are like, I'm going to get somebody else that's a professional to look into this.
Well, he's tried. It did not work. And now
so he's tried both avenues.
They're, they're saying $1,000. Now, my butter knife works just fine.
Yeah. That's crazy. The tip of my muffler or my exhaust tip fell off at some point of my truck. And I was like, hey, I need to get this thing put back on. They were like, yeah, it's going to be about $2,400. Need to hire a welder. I was like, yeah, I'll just go without it. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, we'll you go. gotta stop going to dealerships, man.
Well, you know, look, man, when you drive the diesel, it's they're few and far between. There are independent diesel places out there. Yeah, but I mean, like I'll I said, I got to get a ride, and you know, it's the whole thing.
It's on the way to pick up Pork Chop, so me and Pork Chop make a road trip.
Got to figure something out.
Not today.
Ask him how much it would take to get my gas store to open up.
I'll talk to my guy. I do have a mechanic too. But you know what? You can ask him yourself because he'll be at the Brown Grass.
Yay!
He's playing in it.
Awesome.
He used to play professional golf. My mechanic, well, the guy that owns the mechanic shop, but he's got a master. He used to play golf on like the Hooters store back in the day, and he like quit playing golf forever. And then last year he, and shout out to Joe's Automotive because that's the place that does it. He sponsored like the putting green or something last year, right? And I said, dude, come on, play. He goes, don't play golf no more. Well, I go in there the other day to get something done, and he goes, hey, you doing your tournament this year? And I said, yeah. He goes, I'm going to play. I go, what?
Man,
he goes,
yes.
He goes, I didn't tell you. I go, tell me what? Are you playing golf again?
Yes.
And he goes, yeah, man. He goes, my kids wanted to play, so I got a membership. Me and my wife and kids play like every week. Like, so he's playing golf again. And I was like,
is golf just one of those things where you once a scratch golfer, always a scratch golfer?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I said, it's funny that you asked. Yeah. I was literally going there, and I go, so how you playing? And he goes, well, I've only played like four times. And I was like, so how are you playing? He's like, I shot like a 68 the other day. And I was like,
yeah,
you mother.
Okay.
And yeah, he just starts laughing at me.
Me too. And I quit after 12. Okay.
12?
So, yeah.
I was done after 8. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
but, you know, but he's really humble about it. But I was like, oh, man, I said, you know, us crappy golfers hate people like you. And he goes, yeah, I know. But I mean, you know, it was my life for a long time. So, yeah. So we'll talk to him.
Okay,
cool.
And if you are interested in the Brown Grass Charity Golf Tournament, you can go to 929thegame.com, click on the events tab, and you can sign up there as well. Now, here's what happened since we last got to chat. The Blue Jays won Game 5 of the World Series last night, 6-1. I mean, can you imagine if you were a Blue Jays fan last night and you weren't in your seat at the start of that game? There were two home runs within the first three pitches.
If you're not in your seat to start Game 5 of the World Series, then I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, it's a you problem. For a hot dog.
Well, I wasn't, okay? I was like, oh, it never starts right at 8 o'clock.
Right.
As I'm turning on the Fox One app, it says 1-0. I go, what the hell? And then literally I hear, and Vlad Guerrero, deep. Oh, it's gone. I was like, yes. Because I hate the Dodgers with every bit of my heart.
Well, it's looking pretty good for the Blue Jays right now. They have the series at 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow across the border. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. The Hawks beat the Nets last night in Brooklyn, 117-112, but Trae Young left the game with a sprained right knee. They will play again tomorrow night in Indiana against the Pacers. Pre-game is set for 6:30 here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. The Lions signed Aiden Hutchinson to a 4-year, $180 million extension. 141 of that is guaranteed. Lamar Jackson makes his return tonight as the Ravens take on the Dolphins in Miami for a Thursday night football. And yesterday, we got to play. What are you looking at me like that for, Mike?
I was going to say, hey, are they playing the Dolphins tonight? It was going to make a joke.
Oh, you know, okay. I see.
But I tried not to.
yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, Raheem Morris sat down with Dukes and Bell, and they asked him about his decision to keep Zach Robinson and the offense in general. This was his response.
It's like the best offense we've had since 2016. And we've done a really good job over the course of the last 2 years. And we've done some great things all across the board. We got to get better in the red zone this year. And we can do a better job in the red zone this year. And I believe in my guys. I believe in what they do. I believe we'll go out there and get the stuff done. I believe we have the system in place, the coaches in place. I believe the guys are in place. And we'll go out and get those guys ready to go and we'll play football. Like, it's not about defending everybody. It's not crisis management every time something goes wrong. You got to go out there and you got to play and do what you do and how you believe in it. And that's what we do.
Oh, there's a lot to take in there. I do think that personnel-wise, it might be the best offense you've had since 2016 as far as the personnel. It certainly is not performing like an offense like it did in 2016. It's not even close. The thing about the offense in 2016 was they scored points. And they scored them at will. You know, that was one of the – I think that was like a top five scoring offense of all time, the production they had with all the numbers going in. So that's a little bit hard to hear as a person that watched. I was there for every snap in that season, preseason, postseason, regular season, every snap I was a part of. I was watching. I was – working the game, and so it's a little weird to hear that. I'm glad he has confidence that it can be to that level, but the reality is I don't think that's not kind of where I would have went. I don't really like the comparison. I understand what he's trying to say, but that doesn't mean I have to like the way he said it.
No, and look, man, we've talked about this before. I'm still trying to ride with Raheem. I'm doing my best, but he's losing me with stuff like this, man. And it's not that he's got, you know, look, doesn't worry about losing me. It is what it is. But this whole thing of like this notion where all of a sudden everything's okay. Everything's gravy. You know, I don't know why you guys are upset, man. We're the best offense. We've had 9 years. Dude, it's the whole thing. Don't do this and tell me it's raining. That's what I feel like. It's not good. Okay. Let's just stop.
He didn't say everything. Now, in his defense, he didn't say everything is all right. But I don't know why you go there. I don't know why you put that out there, because all you do is open it up for criticism and all that, which is fair, by the way. It's very fair. There. What I think probably would have been a better answer is, look, we believe in Zach, and we believe this offense can be as good as we've seen here in the past. And we've got to figure out, or we've got to get it to that point, I should say. Don't even say figure it out, because that leaves you more. But we've got to get to that point. There's nothing right now, there's nothing he's going to say that makes any of us happy, and that's because you've gotten blown out twice by teams that you probably should have beat or not lost by 20-plus points each.
I think that's a really good point, that nothing he says right now is going to make us happy. But that was just a little amuse-bouche of that interview. We're going to play the rest for you next, because he did sit down. It's an exclusive interview with Dukes and Bell every single Wednesday. So we'll hear more from Raheem Morris next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And the Falcons play the Patriots this weekend on the road. Pregame with Mike and Bo at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is at 1 with Wes and Arch. Now, Dukes and Bell, every single week, get an exclusive sit-down with Raheem Morris. And we just played the comment that Raheem is getting a little bit of attention about with him saying the offense is the best since 2016. But let's start at the beginning. This entire interview we're going to play back for you. They started off by asking if the issues the team is having are due to a lack of execution.
We have our meetings and we have our variations of meetings. Yeah, my days is Monday through Saturday when you get a chance to coach guys, get them right, get them ready, talk about what you're doing, what the plan is. There's a simple mathematic thing with everything. There's a way to win every single game, and you got to figure that out. And when you don't go execute the way to win a game, you got to let the guys know. You got to tell them, and you got to talk to them the way you need to talk to them. But you know, none of that has to do with anything that has to do with public appearance for you guys or anybody else. You know, the guys know what we need. We can talk to them. We can tell them. I can identify the things to you guys and tell you with a very plain voice and honesty and open and honesty. I can talk about it with our guys, whoever that requires, our coaches, our players, everybody involved. You know, but that won't ever be anything that that you need to see.
Perception's reality. As we talk to Coach Raheem Morris, why not make a change with your OC, Coach? Perception is we don't score points. The numbers are we don't score points. Fans are saying, what are we doing offensively? And then this week you defended our OC and Zach Robinson. Why?
Of course, it's like the best offense we've had since 2016. And we've done a really good job over the last 2 years. And we've done some great things all across the board. We got to get better in the red zone this year. And we can do a better job in the red zone this year. And I believe in my guys. I believe in what they do. I believe we'll go out there and get the stuff done. I believe we have the system in place, the coaches in place. I believe the guys are in place, and we'll go out and get those guys ready to go, and we'll play football. Like, it's not about defending everybody. It's not crisis management every time something goes wrong. You got to go out there, and you got to play and do what you do and how you believe in it, and that's what we do.
I know, but you moved on from Mike Hilliard because you felt something wasn't right in that aspect. So, I mean, I know you got a lot of brain power in this building on the offense. Have you ever thought about bringing somebody as teams bring consultants in all the time to help Zach?
No, that's not how we do stuff. And then the Mike Hilliard thing, and you got to completely separate all of those things. You know, we moved on for the reasons we moved on that we talked about. You know, this is not one of those situations. It's a situation that you got to go out there and you got to get better and go out there and execute what you got to do. You know, and that's what we had to do this week, and we didn't do that. So, like, we'll go out, we'll get better, we'll do all things we need to do.
Coach, you talked about having your meetings with Mr. Blank. Obviously, I'm assuming you're not going to share, but I'm just curious your explanation. Is it the same thing that you tell us, or is that a different kind of meeting? I think fans are curious because we hear this, hey, they met. And I've said this, Coach. Arthur Blank's done this for a long time. You were here years ago as an assistant. He's met with head coaches. So this is not anything new, but I think people wonder, like, what goes down in those meetings as far as is it civil? Is it just an explanation? Is it a conversation? How does that meeting take place?
No excuses, no explanations, first of all.
Okay.
That'll never be the case of a matter. It's the truth, right? We get into our meetings and we tell the truth about what happened and what we didn't get done or what we got done and what we liked. You know, it was never going in there. And doing those things, but like it's a normal cadence that we meet with our owner, and I really like it. It unites the whole, you know, really the whole franchise. Talk about what we're getting done, so we can be absolutely honest and upfront with everything. Obviously, we go over the medical report. Obviously, we go over what happened in the game from offense, defense, special teams category. We talk about the things that I talked about as a way to win every game, and when you talk about the things what you need to do to win that game, what we got accomplished and what we did not. Why it didn't go our way, what we can do better. There's always going to be an after-action report after every single game, and all those things go into that play. And all those things are, you know, talked about. And it's not just talked about with me. It's talked about with the leaders on our offense, our defense, our special teams. It's talked about with the leaders in our building, the people that work with us that closely, you know, Terry, myself, everybody. And, like, we'll get a chance to meet with all our coaches and go through everything that we need to do better, through the things that we did well, how do we repeat those things, how we make them repeatable. You know, you go through everything. So it's just like one of those things that you always go through every single Monday. It's something that you go through after every single game or whatever the day the game is, the after action, whatever the case may be. But you go through those things, and you have to. You know, you just talk about everything, how you can do better.
It is Coach with us, guys. Raheem Morris live inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at the Branch as we get ready for the Patriots. We'll talk about that matchup in a second. When you're having struggles or a guy and you're asking J.D. Bertrand to his job to cover some of the passing routes or guys are coming through his zone, it seemed like he was outmatched. You talked about he had to play better. Was Ronnie Harris – I know that – I think I want to say that D'Angelo Malone was a scratch. Or do you now look at that and say we got to find more athleticism?
What do you mean a scratch?
Or was D'Angelo Malone not an option for you in that game? Or does it bring you the athleticism you need in that position?
They play a little bit different position. It was more right. closer with Ronnie.
Right.
Him and Ronnie play similar position. And obviously they had two different roles. You know, like obviously Ronnie was going out that time and he was playing sort of the four down linebacker, three down linebacker defenses for us. So he was able to go in those situations. We had about 15 or so snaps of that. And then we got a bigger portion of the base situation because the run that was going on and how the lead changed and how the terms dictated. So, like, normally you go in that game, you like to get that thing half across the board. You know, JD has some tough downs. You know, like you expected that. JD has some tough downs. He handled it one right off the back, first play of the game with a real route that he was able to handle. There was a couple plays that went down in the red zone that we did not handle and a couple other plays. But, you know, like, you don't sit there and you point the finger at one person. You just say he can play better, and you know he can play better, and we're capable of playing better. But at the same time, you want to get those guys in great matchups you can get them into, and Ronnie provides that for us with a little bit more athleticism and some things that he can do when it comes to some of the coverage.
Will we see him then?
Yeah, you'll see. Okay. We've seen Ronnie last week, but you'll see Ronnie more. Right. And more as we go, because that's what the plan is. When you lose a guy like Divine, you get
we know Divine Diablo.
When you lose a guy like that, you gotta put those guys out there and like and find their roles and how they can fill those roles for them.
Because you figure, you know, it is a copycat league. Josh McDaniels, everybody will see what's been going on because it just, you know, they're gonna try to exploit that if it's
Better.
Coach, no panic. There's a lot of panic out here. All right, I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm panicky.
Me too. But there's no panic with you, and I'm looking you right in the face, and I've known you for a long time. But that's how you operate. But let me ask you about just having a sense and a control of everything. We've lost a couple of games. It's not the end of the season. It's just the way that we've lost, and people are like, what is going on? So when I ask this question about having a sense and a feel for the organization and your team, what would you say to Falcon fans about we're going to be all right. This is under control. How would you say or answer that question? Because I get this. Does Raheem have a real sense of what's happening?
We got a Super Bowl curse here in Atlanta, and it's like a hangover from everybody, and everybody feels that, right?
You're
so
right.
It's like one of those things, right? But, like, every organization goes through a lull in the season. You go through points, mm-hmm. right? We won a Super Bowl in L.A. We lost four games in a row. It's the same feel, that same sense of urgency, that same type of fight. And you had to get back and figure it out, right? And then those things happen within a year, within a day, within a game. But you can't blink, right? You got to go out there and you got to figure out what's wrong. You got to go out there and correct them and make those things happen. And that's what's going to get done, right? You don't just get panicky. And like you're talking about, right, panic can't be within – the framework of our building. Panic is supposed to be outside the building. That's what's fun for the fans. That's what we love. That's what we go out there and do. But the emotional roller coaster that you guys are able to ride, we can't. We got to go find ways to get better and go play the games and find ways to win. Like I just mentioned, man, there's ways to win every single game and there's the way to win each individual game. That's what you go through.
Ron, let's talk about the Patriots. Drake May, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They are 8th passing yards in the league. We're number 1 against the pass, by the way, defensively. They're 8th in points. They're scoring about 26.6 a game. Offensively, they're doing some really good things and are going to challenge us, but they've also won 5 straight. They got a lot of momentum.
They've done a great job. You know, they've done a nice job with the young quarterback. You know, obviously Josh has done a nice job with those guys. They got up there and they're able to run the football really well. They are living off their lifeline, which is their O-line, running the ball, putting Drake in some really nice situations to get the ball out of his hand. Gave him some nice completions. He's able to go out there and throw the ball down the field. He has all the tools. He can run a little bit. He's very Josh Allen-esque, you know, so to speak. So he's doing such a great job. And then they're doing a nice job of complimenting on defense, playing really good defense as well. So, like, they're playing really well at a high level in their team, and they're in a high point. And that is a very good job by those guys. And, like, it's the perfect timing for us.
I want to follow this up with our offensive line. We've heard you say the last couple of weeks we got beat up front. Coach, do we have the right guys up front?
No doubt. No doubt we have the right guys. That's why you can challenge them that way. That's why you can be open and honest and tell those guys when they didn't play well because you know they're capable of playing well. If we didn't have the right guys, you couldn't say that, right? You'd be nervous to say that. You would have to go out there and find different ways to win. But we're counting on our guys. You know why we're counting on our guys? Because we've got really good guys. And we got guys that can go out there and execute and get things done. And that's what I count on those guys doing this week.
Yeah, they got to go out there and execute. There's no doubt about that. And I know that there's been a lot made of the
sustaining, blocking, and, mm-hmm. and you know, finishing and all that other stuff. And I thought he gave a couple of really interesting answers talking about Ronnie Harrison. And Ronnie Harrison did play. I know there was some back and forth about that. Ronnie Harrison did have a number of snaps. And, you know, Raheem just says, look, he's part, you know, we want to ease him in there. He is part of the plan, but they had different roles as far as, you know, things go this past weekend. And it sounds like to me, and this will be obviously a focal point as we move into the game, sounds like they believe in J.D. Bertrand and they think he can play better than he did this past week. I'm not so sure. I think he, you know, I think he is facing limitations that at some point I look at it and go, it's not fair to keep putting in these positions. You know what I mean? And so when you start filtering plays towards him and he's very hesitant to come downhill or to drop into pass coverage, that's when, you know, I start scratching my head. So I'd be curious to see what that rotation looks like this weekend.
How do you think that interview went across as far as like confidence level for fans? Because, you know, Carl and Mike are talking about people are panicking.
I think they did a good job with that because I think we all kind of feel that.
Yeah.
But I also don't think Raheem can coach that way.
Right.
I think that you have to have a sense of urgency. But if you're just turning it up after what you saw this last weekend, then you were wrong from the get-go. You know what I mean? It should never get to a point where you get panicky and all of a sudden you get more urgent. Because it should have had, you should have that sense of urgency every single week when you go in. And especially coming off a trip from San Francisco where you played the way you did. If it doesn't happen after that, then I don't know, you know, what it is. So I like the way he answered the question, but I think they did a good job of kind of encapsulating how we all feel right now.
They did, yes. I agree with that. I thought they did a pretty good – I thought it was one of the better interviews that they've had with him. I don't think the fan cares. I think the fan will listen because they want to hear what he says. But the only thing that makes us better is winning.
Oh yeah,
that's it. The only thing that makes the fan feel better is winning. You know, the Buffalo game pretty much didn't happen anymore in the fans' eyes. The Washington game didn't happen. Mm-hmm. The way you responded against Washington and Buffalo, they didn't happen because you know why? The same thing that happened before those two games happened again, and that's what the fan remembers. So, see, the fan will. Well, what's the real team? Is the real team? I think the real team's the team that lost Carolina and Miami because that's the last thing I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So if you respond the way you did against Washington and Buffalo, then the fan might come back around to that and have more faith. But ultimately, they need the one thing the fans are always going to come back to is, well, I haven't seen the playoffs in 7 years and we're going on 8. And that's what's going to change their opinion.
There's certainly a lot weighing in on this weekend's game. We're going to pick this conversation back up. Mike and Bo have been analyzing the matchups between the Patriots and Falcons, so we'll do that at 7 o'clock. And you can join the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work as well on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, it is Georgia-Florida week, and we've got some more SEC matchups to preview, plus my Mac drop. It's Throwback Thursday trivia. Scary movie edition. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, it is 6:44. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And Georgia, Florida is this weekend. Mike, did you end up saying it right or incorrectly the other day?
Dude, I watched. You're going to get me in trouble, aren't you? Are you trying to get me in trouble?
How did you say it?
People that listen to the recyclers is what we call them, when you're like, hey, coming up at 6 a.m., it's Mike from the Morning Shift. We're going to talk about this. And I got in there the other day, and I wasn't even thinking about it. And I said, it's Florida, Georgia this weekend. We're going to talk about it tomorrow at 6 a.m. And I walked out, and I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, oh, man, I definitely probably said that backwards. And, you know, obviously I'm a Bama guy. I got to try to get it straight, but I messed it up.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, if you ask Bo, I probably did not mess it up.
Well, it's alphabetically correct what you said. That's what I would defend yourself with. But okay. It's definitely Georgia, Florida.
I think it's funny that it's a thing. I love it. I say when I say funny, it's like, yeah, it's a credit to both fan bases, because either fan base would be like, no, it's Georgia, Florida. No, it's Florida, Georgia. I think it's cool. I like the fact that that matters to them. The game has not mattered as much to Florida fans these days, because they just act like it doesn't happen, because it's not been very fun. Last time Florida won was 2020. I think they win last year if DJ Lagway doesn't get injured. I just think that they had something going, and but, you know, Lagway gets injured and Georgia's able to hold them off. I don't know what to think of this game. There is a such thing as the interim coach bump, and that's what Florida hopes to get from Billy Gonzalez. I don't know if they will. I mean, it's hard to say that that's a real thing, because when you're going against the best coach in college football right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm trying to look and see what the spread is at right now.
I want to say it's 7.5, but it should be more than that.
I've seen 7.5, yeah.
And I know we're going to have Rusty Mansell on at 8 o'clock. I'm curious, is this a bigger game in Kirby's mind than Bama? Or is this bigger?
Hold on. That's a really good question, actually. That's phenomenal. Yes and no. Is it bigger? Well, it's big right now because they need to continue to win, right? But I would tell you that deep down in his heart, this game means more to him than probably all of the rest. Now, he'll tell you that, no, they're all the same,
right,
and all that BS. But I'm going to tell you something. 21-year-old Kirby Smart doesn't forget, or not even that, probably maybe 18-year-old Kirby Smart doesn't forget October 28th, 1995.
I guarantee
when Georgia
he doesn't.
Rolls in there and puts up 50 and throws a touchdown late in the game, right?
I guarantee he doesn't. But, Allie, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Georgia fan.
I am.
Do you think it would suck worse to lose to Florida this weekend than it did to lose to Alabama a few weeks ago? Like, as a Georgia fan, like, you're going, the Alabama game sucks. It's like a hump you feel like you can't get over. But at the same time, you don't want to lose to Florida, especially where they're at right now as a program.
Considering present company.
Yes.
Got a Bama fan to my right.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
Got a Florida fan to my left. It would suck so much worse if Georgia loses this weekend.
That's a good one.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I would just tell you that this game, when Kirby was a player, this game was everything. This was the team that you had, if you wanted to get to the SEC title game in the East, this was the team you had to get over.
What was the matchup? I guess it would have been Richt versus Muschamp. After Urban, before Kirby, is that Richt versus Muschamp there for a couple of years?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting kind of time in these two programs.
Yeah, because Muschamp, you know who Muschamp was? He was a guy that was the predecessor to Kirby in that position at safety.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Kirby had two interceptions against Florida in 97, I believe it was. That's the Doug Johnson, Noah Brandeis quarterbacking game. And I think he picked both of them off, including the one that sealed the game. And they were really good catches. See, Kirby, one of them's a tip in the air, Mike, and the last one, and Kirby dies, and replay would have upheld it.
Yeah.
It was very good. And it's funny because there's a
good way of putting it.
There's a clip of Kirby talking about his senior year playing with a shoulder injury. And he's sitting there, and first off, he looks same haircut, like same his speech pattern is the same. Like, it's literally just the young version of the guy we see right now. And I know that's because who he is, but like, he's not changed in any way. The way he spoke, and he's like, well, it's not really, it's really more of a frustration than, the pain's obviously there. It's more frustration because you don't know when it's going to kind of pop up and bother you, but you just got to play. And he's so coach speak with everything he says, and I'm like, dude's 22. Like, he was destined to be the guy he is now.
There's no doubt about that, man. No doubt about that.
I do want to mention Vanderbilt is taking on Texas. Steve Sarkisian did confirm that Arch Manning is in concussion protocol this week. He did practice yesterday, but if he can't play this weekend, Matthew Caldwell could get that start against Vanderbilt.
This is such an interesting game. Vanderbilt, while they've had some big wins lately, I don't think they've played great offensively. I think that's why you probably have Texas as a 2.5-point home favorite over number 9 Vanderbilt. And, of course, they have all the talent as well. And Texas, like, I don't know if you looked at Texas' schedule recently. They haven't been at home in a long time. Like, I think it's 5 straight weeks, so that'll be an interesting matchup to kind of look at as we move towards the weekend. Interesting line in that one. I hate that one's at noon, but it is what it is.
I saw someone tweet the other day. They're like, that it was the Heisman Trophy top 10 list. And a Texas fan was like, this is the worst year for the Heisman Trophy that I can ever remember. And somebody commented and said, why don't you try watching somebody other than Texas, big boy?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah, because that's the guy that was like Hookem and Arch Manning and Heisman, and now you got Haynes King up there, and Arch Manning's looked lost at times.
It is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. Last week, Bo, you won, so the record is 10-9. Mike is in the lead, but obviously, Bo, you could tie it up today.
That's right. I will tie
today,
it up today.
Today's theme is scary movies.
Yep,
obviously, Halloween is tomorrow. So your name is your buzzer as always, Dylan. Pay close attention to who is screaming their name first.
I'm here for you, Allie.
All right, here we go. Sydney Prescott is...
Bo, scream.
That is correct.
Oh, that was the... Okay. I thought there was going to be a caveat in there. Okay, here we go.
I don't know. I really just jumped the gun. Sorry.
Reagan is a young girl possessed in what movie?
Mike.
Exorcist. That is correct. 1-2-1. In what state does the Blair Witch Project take place, Bo?
Maine?
No.
Mike?
Yes?
Vermont.
No.
I don't know. Massachusetts?
So no, Maryland.
Maryland.
Both
oh, wow.
Close.
I literally was going to say Massachusetts, and I was like, no, that's too easy.
Nope. I could have swore it was the Northeast. I didn't know it was Maryland. Oh, that's crazy.
How many days do you have to live after watching the video from The Ring?
Bo. 7?
7 days.
Oh, man, I wouldn't have known that. I was going to say 3. That's a good one.
2-1. Jennifer Tilly plays the love interest of what psycho doll?
Mike. What's the... Chucky. Yeah, sorry. I was like, what is the name of the freaking doll?
I had it, and I was just like, please miss it.
I wish Chucky would run up on me, man. I'll punch Chucky next week.
Yes, no, you
I
would.
Have you not
Chucky
seen the movies?
He'd slash that Achilles out from under you real quick.
I'll punch Chucky the next week. I wish he would.
You don't even know, man.
In 2004, we met Jigsaw, the villain.
Bo. Saul.
That is correct. 3-2. Mike, Bo is in the lead. What horror movie had an all-star cast with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Mike.
Freddie. Yes?
I know what you did last summer.
That is correct. All right, 3-3. What author holds the record for most
books? Bo. Stephen King.
That is correct. All right. Oh, I put that in the wrong one.
What was the question? I'm so confused.
Most book-to-movie adaptions in the horror genre.
Okay.
All right, so it's 4-3. Bo is in the lead. All right, all work and no play.
Bo. The Shining.
That is correct.
Makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah. That's what he writes over and over and over and over. 1922's Nosferatu is an unofficial adaptation of which vampire book?
Mike. Dracula.
Yeah, that's correct. All right, it is 5-4. Bo is in the lead. Devin Sawa and a few of his classmates got off a plane, which...
Final Destination.
That's correct. All right, it is 5-5. There is pretty much zero speaking in what movie with John Krasinski and Emily Blunt?
Oh, what is that movie called?
Bo, I don't know, but The Conjuring?
No,
it's...
I don't know.
It's called... The Silence. I don't know.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I was going to say. I've never seen it. It's a good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah, I
saw a lot more older ones.
Did you pronounce The Conjuring that way on purpose?
The Conjuring?
Yeah.
Okay. With an upward inflection.
What horror movie villain appears when you go to sleep?
Mike. The Boogeyman?
No.
Are y'all serious?
I know. It's a classic.
Y'all are going to kick yourselves.
Well, hey, can I think?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I probably
hold
know
on,
what it is.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. It's a classic, huh? Hell, I don't know.
I messed
know.
That up.
Freddy.
Yeah, that was dumb.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
Proud
it is 6-5. Bo is in the lead. All right, so who did Freddy face off against?
Mike.
Jason.
That is correct. Jason Voorhees.
You know what? Real quick, had she said dreams, I'd have been on it. That was what threw me off with the Freddy thing. That's why you said go to sleep. I think about it with dreams. So.
I see. Yeah. All right, name the clown from It.
Bo.
Pennywise.
Dylan.
It was Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Mike.
I was gonna give
Mike that one.
It just happened so fast.
No, you're good. I was just gonna say I was gonna finally you know that was.
All right, it is 7-6. This is very close. What sci-fi horror movie stars Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Bo. Signs. Love that movie. Love that movie.
Mike, I thought for sure you were going to get that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, because I guess Mel Gibson last week.
Yeah,
won because
like
of
three
signs.
Times.
The Joaquin Phoenix one. I forget he's in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Swing away, Merle. Swing away.
Yeah, I forget Joaquin Phoenix is in
other,
that movie.
Other than the fact that it's a Scandinavian... pole vaulter.
Is that a horror movie, though?
Yes.
Yes.
It's technically.
Sci-fi horror movie.
It's really good.
I think of it more of like War of Worlds and like, action, sci-fi action. But
it's less action. The first time I saw the alien creep through the little kid's video, I got chills. I got chills.
Back from the TV.
Yeah, I got chills. I was in the theater and watched
it. This guy right here?
Yeah. And then it pauses
I'm glad
it
we pauses all
live.
See that.
Yeah, let's go live to Brazil. What?
And the aliens pause on the screen and I'm like, ugh!
I have never seen this.
Oh, what? So good.
Now I need to watch
so
this.
So good. So good.
Just that scene. So good.
Okay, right now it's 8-6. Let's see if you, let's get
like
a couple
Hail Mary
more.
Here.
Yeah, Hail Mary. In 2007, audiences apparently were fainting at the footage a couple captured when they set up cameras all around their house.
Oh, I know this one. It's the, I can't think of it, but this was like crowdfunded. Remember? Like, this whole movie was, like, crowdfunded. I can't think of the name of it. It's, like, The Happening or something weird like
that. It is Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Huh.
Is that what has led into The Conjuring? Because there's been so many series.
Or The Conjuring.
No, The Conjuring's based on a true story.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Based
but
on
Paranormal
true people.
Activity went into, like, Paranormal Activity.
I remember Paranormal Activity was, like, crowdfunded. Remember, like, put out a trailer and they're, like, trying to do this movie?
Right. And then it went into a whole series.
Yeah.
Well,
I messed that one up.
We are out of time on this one. Bo. You are the winner today. 8-6.
That was a rough one.
That means for this series, we are completely tied up. 10-10.
Right, I thought it was pretty competitive.
There's sometimes when we get done with these where I'm like, man, I just missed it. And other times I'm like, I didn't deserve to win. Like today was one of those days.
No, this was pretty even.
I got the whole thing with Freddie. That was where I messed up. That's where I went south.
Mm-hmm.
Messed that one up.
Learn from your mistakes. All right, coming up, we're going to get back into the Falcons conversation. Compare our offense to the Patriots' defense. Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.